Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. 10:03 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Me and Del the rest of the week here. No Charlie today, but we're all going to go and celebrate AJ today.
Who is we?
You, me and you and Lance. Fine. We're going to go for the show and just sit in the front row.
When's that show start?
4 o'clock.
So what am I? What do you expect me to do? Go home?
We're
going
to go
back?
Then come back to Carbach, sit in the front row so we can hear the show. All right, really well. And we can, in between, in breaks, we won't bother him, but we'll get AJ beers if he wants it or whatever.
Oh, so we're going to be his runners?
Yeah, we'll be, yeah, his beer runners. Huh. Yeah.
Seems like a great way to spend the afternoon.
Well, that, okay, okay, when you, well, you get fired all the time, so it's going to be difficult.
It has happened before.
Yeah.
Once.
Right.
But he's leaving on his own accord, though. He didn't get fired.
Right, he didn't get fired, so it's easier to say goodbye to have a farewell tour.
You know what's
easy? But you, because you walk in, they say, beat it, you take all your stuff and get out.
You know how easy it is to say goodbye to AJ? There's a card that we're supposed to sign, that's how I'm going
to
say goodbye.
Oh, I forgot to sign. You're not supposed to say that.
Oh, well.
It was a secret.
I guess I just ruined that, too. Oh, no.
Oh. He's going to throw it out as soon as you know what? He's going to look at it, he's going to toss it right away. I mean.
I don't know if, well, I don't know. I don't know how sentimental he is.
I have a feeling AJ's not. You think he's going to put it on his fridge or something?
No, I don't think it's one. I think it's one of those big cards, like those kind of giant cards, almost like
It is.
Yeah, I don't think it's one you just pop on your fridge or you put it in an envelope.
Oh, guess what? He's not going to take that anywhere.
Yeah, is he even coming in today? So how is he going to get the thing?
I think we're supposed to bring it, but you're ruining everything again.
So be it.
Laura said, didn't she? She sent the email, said, everyone is on here except AJ.
Well, now he's on. Now he's on the email too.
Oh my goodness. Hong Kong police have arrested a man for booing Chinese national anthem while watching the Olympics.
Why would you do that? I mean, we know. Well, we've been informed China doesn't have the greatest human rights record. Why would you go out of your way? I guess you're protesting. You want to protest. I would just say be aware of your surroundings at least. Make sure there aren't any police around.
Yeah, I mean, make sure that there's no. I mean, in Hong Kong, I think you just kind of. I don't know. I'm just going to move along.
Yeah, I mean, I would say those, you talk about heroes, people who are being brave, considering what you have to do to or what the consequences are if you step out of line there. I'd be like, yeah, I'll just stay silent. I'm not going to boo it.
Yeah. Apparently, speaking of which, Sung J-M and Siwoo Kim are both looking to avoid military service.
And what are their professions again?
Golf.
Okay.
But they, if they win a medal, they don't have to serve in the military.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a great inducement to go out there and try to win. Did you hear what we're doing here to get people to do something? Maybe $100.
Yeah, $100.
$100 handshakes. I knew I should have waited.
I knew it.
I just went out and did it. I should have waited.
JT's on his way to get one right now. I got to cancel that so he can get $100.
You better tell him to wait until that goes through.
Oh, gosh. That is terrible. That is terrible. We're going to get $100 for getting a vaccination.
Can I get
you people are. And I got mine for free. Wait, I waited in line for mine.
Can I get a third shot and get that $100?
Yeah, I'm going to just say I didn't get one yet.
No,
I think they got our names already.
Yeah. At least at the place I went, they seem to take
names down.
See,
they're able to track me now because they put in a chip in my arm.
Maybe you're going to be the Manchurian candidate, and they're going to activate you as a sleeper cell at some point. So worry about that, too.
Yeah, I could be. You see, NFL, the J.C. Treader's none too pleased because, man, the NFL is really leaning into this vaccination thing. If you're not vaccinated,
you're
on the field, you have
unwashed.
To wear a wristband.
You're the unwashed. Hey, look at that guy.
Why not
guy?
Just put a scarlet A on their face?
I mean,
or
they,
a V for they, vaccinated,
they would if
non-vaccinated.
They could get away with it. I think the numbers are, what, about over 85% of players have at least one shot. That's what I saw. So it's not, I mean, Cole Beasley is very loud about it, sure. But it's not, most of the players are getting the vaccination. Mostly because, well, I'm going to assume part of it is because it's very uncomfortable if you don't have it.
Yeah. Well,
for to be a player, at least.
They're making it as uncomfortable as possible. The restrictions are unbelievable. Hey, Lamar Jackson can't show up until, what is it, the day before their first game, their first preseason game? He's got to sit for 10 days.
We can talk about the NFL being overlords and infringing on personal rights, whatever. This is about their money. They want you all vaccinated so their games get off on time. This is all this is about. Even the preseason games, I mean, they have responsibilities to TV, their rights holders. And you know what? Sure, you guys aren't really getting paid for those, but we are. So we don't want to cancel a preseason game either because a team is having an outbreak.
No, and guess what? You ain't getting paid. You ain't getting paid for that game. Well, preseason game.
No, they're not, but the NFL is. So they will. We want the game to be on.
Yeah. Dak Prescott is already done for the season, it looks like.
I don't think that's the level of injury.
Well, I hope so.
Why?
He's got a shoulder strain. He's got to sit for a couple of days. He's not going to be able to throw. So it's probably going to be. Listen, if the Texans miss in minicamp, those two and a half days that they were going to be in minicamp, if that is the destruction of this season, Dak not throwing for 2 days isn't a big deal to you?
Yeah, if you guys don't remember, like the Texans ended minicamp earlier.
They didn't even do minicamp.
Yeah, because they had enough participation. They made a deal with the players. Mm-hmm. Enough participation for these, you don't have to show up for these. And then people freaked out about it. And you, probably rightfully so, say, this team sucks. It's not going to matter.
They're going to suck if they have 20 minicamp practices. They're still going to suck.
It's not going to matter. I mean,
I hate that, but listen, they don't have any players.
Hey, hell, they're spending time putting the starting quarterback at four-string safety to give the offense a look. That is what's going on in practice. So some things aren't so serious, and the mini camps aren't that serious. The Texans are going to be, I won't call them a joke, or scumbuckets, as Philip Lindsay thinks we would call them, but they're going to be a difficult watch, and maybe we just focus on individual players as opposed to team goals this year. And hopefully we find improvement and maybe some gems. And we'll talk about those players starting next week. 20 in 20 days.
20 in 20 days. 20 for 20. ESPN does 30 for 30. Ours is better. It's only 20 for 20.
Ooh, they have better topics, though.
Better topics than Texans players? Oh, okay. All right, I guess. If you want to talk about the U for 12 straight or different documentaries.
Was the Michael Jordan thing considered 30 for 30?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, the last answer was not. Should Quentin Grimes be happy? We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the Rockets and their draft. Well, a couple of Houston area players either got drafted or signed with teams. And Quentin Grimes, first-round pick. Now, the team he's going to, we can discuss that and whether that should be whether that's a good thing for him.
Yeah, on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, Knicks, Leon Rose traded down. The Knicks traded the 19th pick to Charlotte for a future first-round pick. I don't get it. It's protected 1 through 18 for the first 2 years. It's top 18 protected next year. It's top 16 protected. It's top 14 and top 14. I guess the Knicks didn't feel like, or they felt like they could get their guy later. But being top 18 protected when you're giving up the 19th pick, I guess, Charlotte's saying, well, it's an even trade for next year, right? I guess. Then the Clippers send the number 25 to New York and a future second per source. Clippers are targeting Keon Johnson at number 21. Then with the 25th pick, the Knicks pick Quentin Grimes, the Coug, who goes over there now And there's this stat about Quentin Grimes, 84th percentile in overall offense, which is really good, 92nd percentile in transition, really great, 86th percentile in PNR ball handler, 70th in isolation, 72nd in off screens, 81st in handoffs. So that's he's got some pretty damn good stats. We know he can shoot from the outside. We know that he was better than he was before. I think he grew as a player here, right?
Yes. The question for him is, as far as his rookie year, he's joining a team who made the playoffs. They have plenty of cap space. So while an NBA team loves young, cheap players, will he get to play early?
Well, the thought is that the Knicks are not done. They're going after a big name.
Yeah, and maybe if they need – now they have the money to sign someone, but if it has to come in a trade, like maybe a Dame Lillard, maybe Quentin Grimes is on the move to facilitate a trade that way. So who knows? But he knows defense is important. He did that here. That'll be important in New York if that becomes his final spot. But I do wonder how it'll actually work out for him, considering everything up in the air with the Knicks.
The NBA draft is so damn confusing. Even Adam Silver, did you see him walk out and said, the Golden State Warriors have traded to the San Antonio Spurs, and it's by way of the New York Knicks. And he goes, I don't know. I just read it. That's all. And he put it down, and then he made the pick, Rockets pick.
It's a poor way to do things because the league year doesn't act – really begin till, I think, August 2nd. So these trades can't be finalized a lot of the time, and they do them on, so, like the NFL, we know who's going where. Right. The kid gets to put on the right jersey and the hat. It's all clean for people who are watching it on television, even the people in the building. You don't really know. Kids get drafted and like, oh, I'm not playing here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, Sengun's wearing an Oklahoma City hat.
Yeah, that happens all the time, but sometimes the players won't even know that. Oh, by the way, this pick is going to the Rockets, so don't worry about it. You're going to be a Rocket. They have to be informed after having a handshake.
So take the hat off.
Well, yeah, he's still a Thunder player until the trade goes through.
Yeah, well.
Because the league year begins.
It's just so bad.
It's a bad viewing experience.
Who was it? John Morant tweeted, can we not tell everybody what the pick is before the pick?
Woj and Shams going back and forth. Woj is the ultimate offender. Like, we all knew pretty much Cade Cunningham was going to Detroit. He tweeted that out at lunchtime.
Yeah.
So, well, we knew, but still. If we're talking about it, not everyone is going to be watching the draft, is going to be locked in like us. Like, if you're watching, the NBA draft, tune in. And it's on Twitter, and it's a foregone conclusion. It doesn't help the viewing experience at all.
No, and, well, get off, if you want that. But the NFL put the kibosh on it. Said, hey, guys, no, you're not making the picks before we announce them.
Yeah, that's because...
You want to cover the NFL? Then you'll stop doing it.
It hurts the experience.
Yeah.
No, hurts their product.
The NBA draft is so difficult. Adam Silver, you're making it so difficult to follow.
It's not him. It's been that way for years.
I know.
But
he's continuing it as opposed to changing something that's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Is it simply because the league year begins and the trades can't? Like, even the Russ Westbrook trade, because it involved things including draft picks, that's not official until like August 6th, I think. That might not be the final iteration of that trade. So another team might want to jump in because they look at a piece they may like, so it might even get bigger just because the trades are – NBA trades are, unless it's around the trade deadline,
so what do you do with Sengun until then? You can't bring him into here. He's not going to Oklahoma City, so he's got to sit all this time. By the time you get to it and he's introduced to your fan base, it's a week later or more.
Well, in some instances, because Summer League is right around the corner, there have been times where a guy has been traded for but can't play in the Summer League until the trade goes through.
It's dumb.
Now, the Rockets have officially announced the Sengun trade, so he's officially a Rocket. So in their press release, when they send to the media, their media blast, so he is a Rocket, so that's not a concern anymore. But in some instances, when trades are involving other players, established NBA players, you just got to wait until it gets finalized.
Fix it, Adam Silver. Fix it. It's terrible. Let's get Dan in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, how y'all doing, fellas? Y'all doing okay?
Good. How are you, man?
Doing good. Since y'all was talking about Quentin Grimes, I just had a quick question. to both of you all. Why the Rockets didn't draft Quinn Grimes since he went to the player right behind the player they drafted from Arizona State? What made him better than Quinn Grimes? And what was the details on that trade with the Rockets did for the 16th pick? I know there's few details on it, what they gave up for it.
They gave up two firsts. No word on what firsts they are.
I think it did come out. Clutch Fans has been keeping track because, you know, when your team stinks, you got to keep track of the picks. Apparently, because they actually did an evaluation of the picks, at all the Rockets picks, and they considered these the two of the worst as far as value. I'll go find what they were, but it is known what the picks are, and apparently the Rockets didn't give up what could be considered the valuable ones. I don't know why they took Christopher over Quinn Grimes.
Their evaluation is probably, I don't know.
Josh Christopher is, at least from what I've seen, he's a bit of a, I know AJ called him a black hole offensively, like a guy once the ball gets to him, it's not coming back out.
And he's a bit of a project as well.
Yes. Well, and my biggest issue with taking guys that low, I know you're looking for a projection. I don't like I don't like taking one-way players. Because we've seen in the playoffs, one-way players can get exploited or you take them off the floor. The NBA champions featured three guys who were two-way players. Now, Drew Holiday stunk, but he still had another asset he could give. Chris Middleton's a good defender. Giannis is a good defender. When you're down there, I would say take two-way guys. Guys who can give you something on both ends. Those are hard to find sometimes, but I don't like one. Like Jalen Green is an astronomical talent, so that's why he can get away with it. But if you're at the bottom of the first, give me a guy who can do both. Because he can play, even if he's struggling offensively. He doesn't become somebody you have to take off the floor. But we'll see. Look, you're asking guys who aren't locked in on the draft. But I just know some of the evaluation of Christopher. He's a big dude for that position. But he's a guy who's, you pass me the ball. Let's shoot.
AJ, who you have been, you've actually been very disrespectful to today. He says Christopher is buddies with Jalen Green.
Well, they are.
Is that, wait a minute, Jalen Green is already buddies with KPJ, no?
Well, now he's got multiple buddies.
How many buddies does Jalen Green need on a team?
Maybe the Rockets.
How about making some new buddies?
Three best friends.
Don't we need some new buddies?
Three best friends.
What can make some new friends?
Look, when we were talking about who the Rockets draft, I just wanted them to draft a guy who would say to Kevin Porter Jr., nah, I'm good. I don't want to do that. Because to maybe stem the tide on some of the bad choices Kevin Porter Jr. may make, as we saw last year, I don't know if Jalen Green's going to be
bad
the type.
Choices. He stayed with his buddy, who got a bottle crushed against his head.
What did it cost him as far as games missed? For being at the strip club overall,
KPJ.
Yeah, didn't he miss time because he was at the strip club?
But he was defending his buddy.
No, the wrong decision was going to the club in the first place.
Well, so a bunch of guys made that wrong decision, but they split.
They
got out of there before cops came.
I'm not blaming him for...
That's poor decision-making, with the cops.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm not blaming him for hanging around and making sure Sterling Brown was okay. I'm not blaming him for that. I'm blaming him for going out there in the first place. And I don't know...
How good are their wings? You don't know. How good are their lamb chops?
I don't know. But lamb chops worth missing a game or two? Is that what it's worth?
Well, ask Lou Williams.
Lou Williams was nuts. He almost missed playoff. I don't know if he missed playoff games, but he almost did. I hope there's an adult, even though they're both like 21, 22, and 19 or so. Which one of them is going to be the adult?
We don't need adults. It's the NBA. We need bottle service.
Well, as much
that's what we need.
The thought of, hey, we got these two young guys. The backcourt's gonna be fun. I would want one to take the lead and go, you know what? We're all about ball. All the other stuff is to the side until we establish ourselves. I don't know which one that's gonna be.
Hey, that's why you're not in the NBA.
That's the reason.
You don't have your priorities straight. You're short.
Yeah. Is it the priorities or the fact that I'm 5'9"?
Yeah. Short and unathletic. Yeah,
I wasn't that unathletic in high school. Really. I'm not Jalen Green athletic. I don't know many people who are.
No, but I'm sorry. And you don't like bottle service. That's on you.
How about not bottle service during a pandemic? Just wait till the offseason.
You're trying
to
take away my rights?
You're trying to take away my rights. I'm not. The NBA is. Service. The NBA is.
Okay. Guess what?
Which one of these guys is going to be the guy, hey, Let's not do that.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. You just go about your life the way you want to live it. And, oh, guess where Jalen Green was drafted? 2 overall. Were you ever drafted 2 overall? No.
I don't. It's not going to matter if he where he was drafted if he's not the real dude.
He's going to be a real dude. And bottle service on top of it.
Well,
that's
not,
James Harden.
Is he even old? What's the rule? Is he old? He's not old enough for bottle service yet.
Guess what? Just flash them Benjamins, and guess what? You're old enough to me. You're old enough to me. 1027 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We got one more segment, then finishing up the week with News of the Weird. Don't you go anywhere.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Finishing up strong, finishing up the week strong. Great night by most accounts for your Houston Rockets last night. Getting Jalen Green, getting Sengun, getting Garuba, and getting Christopher. I don't know. We'll see whether or not Christopher. We'll see. If Quentin Grimes is a player, it's going to be a big mistake. Quentin Grimes turns out to be a good player.
Yeah. And he would just provide a level of competency defensively, I think, that would have been nice here. But we'll see. Hey, we got two good friends on the team.
Three of them. Dejan Garo signed with the Heat.
Yeah, he's the other Houston player that I mentioned earlier. He signed with the Heat. The Heat hit is lacking in point of attack defense, so if he can find a role there, as a, he could find his way onto that roster. They don't have a lot of guys who can just go one-on-one and go play D. And if that's his role in the NBA, that's not a bad one. So we'll see how that works out. He'll be part of their summer league squad amongst like three or four other point guards, so there'll be some competition for him, but he's got a shot.
The Texans are back out. We'll give you an update on what Deshaun is doing today, because that's the only important thing that's going on there. One of their players thinks that he and his teammates are a bunch of scum buckets.
That's not. He doesn't like being treated like one by the media.
Well, he didn't say that. He said.
He goes, the media's like, thinks we're a bunch of scum buckets.
Well, there you go. He just called his teammates a bunch of scum buckets. So, so there's that. That's Philip Lindsay. So I don't know if he's going to even make a team now after calling his teammates a bunch of scumbuckets. So when asked about him, though, you know, Philip Lindsay brings some swag. Philip Lindsay brings some attitude. That dude, he said, more or less say, I'm like the king of the world, was his quote. I'm like the greatest player that ever played.
It's an interesting way to think about yourself.
Well, that it is. You mean at the beginning of that sound, you got the bite?
I'm going to have to scroll back and grab it again.
Yeah, if you can, because he's and you know what? He should feel this way. He came out of nowhere. He had himself a couple nice years in Denver, made himself an NFL player, and you know, is that listen, you become an NFL player coming out of nowhere, an undrafted free agent. And it become a starter and a viable running back in the NFL, you should think highly of yourself. And here's Philip Lindsay talking about himself.
Oh, I have a big chip on my shoulder. You know, I definitely did. Like, you know, for me, it's like I feel like I'm always being disrespected. You know, and for me, it's like I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show it. In my head, I'm the baddest dude there is, period. I don't care, you know, who else is in the NFL or anything like that. You still got to deal with me. And that's just how I act. But it's not just about me. It's about our team. And that's all I care about. As long as we're winning games and stuff like that, things will come. Accolades will come as time goes on. But it's about team. It's about winning.
There it is. I'm the baddest dude on the planet. I don't know. I think there's a lot of guys that could whoop his ass. But
I mean, I'm not amongst them, so I'm not going to say it to them. But you're probably right. Relatively speaking, there are quite a few people who could
yeah
take him out. And I hope for Philip Lindsay's sake, I think he should focus on the personal accolades because I don't think the winning's going to come.
Yeah, he may be a little off in his assessment. I mean, I think he's got a pretty good grasp on what the media thinks of his football team.
Sure,
scumbuckets may be a little harsh.
I mean, I hadn't heard the term before.
No, I had now heard one analyst, ESPN analyst or NFL analyst or anyone, not one, call the Texans a bunch of scumbuckets. I hadn't heard it. Now it doesn't mean it's not true. Maybe they go up to Philip. Maybe some of the media out there are walking up. Hey, you scumbucket! I don't know. Maybe they are.
That's a very rude way to address someone.
Yeah,
who you don't even know.
So we
don't call each other scumbuckets here, and we know each other. Don't like each other very much, but we don't even say that.
I'd never even heard the expression. Now that I have, I like it.
Are you going to start using it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We use crumb bum, so I guess it's the next one.
Scum buckets right there.
I feel like that one's more aggressive. Crumb bum is fun.
I don't know that you want to be, you crumb bum. I don't know that you want to be called a crumb bum.
You don't want to, but you can laugh because this is funny.
You crumb bum.
That's fun.
That's not to Ben Simmons, it's not.
Well, because he didn't just call Ben Simmons a crumb bum. He called him a crumb bum POS.
Yeah.
Get out of my city. That's the difference.
That dirty ass trash ass city.
Well, that's what one former Baylor receiver said.
Yeah. I like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Right.
Ben Simmons, you crumb bum.
Sure, for Ben Simmons, it ain't great. For the rest of us, it's awesome.
Yeah. No, and everyone other than the other 6 billion people in the world, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But for Ben Simmons, it's not great.
Yeah, Ben Simmons, who can't get traded anywhere because his general manager thinks he's certainly not a crumb bum. He thinks he's like Philip Lindsay, the baddest dude out there.
Apparently, you're not given anywhere close enough for Ben Simmons. No one is even close.
All the reports are Daryl Morey wanted this, and the other team said, nah, we're out.
Yeah. Apparently, Daryl Morey wants a James Harden haul for Ben Simmons.
He knows, which is funny, because if anyone had ever said Ben Simmons is as good as James Harden while he was here, you know, being the general manager of the Rockets, he would immediately run to Twitter and tell people how dumb that is. But now he wants the same compensation. Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And the guy, Russell Westbrook, who he gave away in a Brock Osweiler trade, even worse than Brock Osweiler trade, where he threw in the entire Rockets future just to get rid of Chris Paul.
The better player.
That guy now is taking a haul of Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl. Who else went in that
KCP,
deal?
KCP, Kontavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yeah.
And a first rounder.
And a first rounder. I now, mean, wait a minute. Wait, Russ, what? What? Oh, my gosh. Look,
I know Daryl Morey usually won trades, and that was one of Lance's final points, but he was never in a position where he had to make one. Daryl Morey was always poaching, like, let's see what I can do to you. When he was forced into a trade, he lost it.
Yeah, he lost it.
So
that was the worst trade in – that might have been one of the worst trades in Rockets history.
So now he's forced into another one, because the team kind of has said, we're done with Ben Simmons, and he's trying to operate like he's at a position of strength, which he is not. You cannot – you have the asset that people don't really want. And sure, he's a good player regular season-wise, but any team is going to look at Ben Simmons and go, do I really want to pay him for the next 4 years all that money, considering what he turned into in the playoffs? So,
what fan base is going to go, wow, yes, look, we got Ben Simmons?
There are people on NBA Twitter like, you're disrespecting Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a good player, but if you want to win it and that's your goal, do you believe Ben Simmons can help you do that? Because he's a max guy, so he has to be at least your third best player, and he wasn't even the third best player in that series for the Sixers, and it cost them. So that is what Daryl Morey is going against, and he's out here trying to. Yeah, hey, Toronto, can you sign and trade Kyle Lowry to us? Give us Fred VanVleet as well, the number 4 pick, and maybe OG Anunoby, all for Ben Simmons. Oh, sure, we'll do that for you, Daryl. What?
What? No. No, thanks. Good news. Deshaun Watson was not in his gray hoodie today.
Was he out in just a regular red jersey and shorts?
Well, he had a sleeveless. He still had a hoodie on, but he said it was sleeveless. So congratulations for this information. That's the most information coming out of camp. And that Anthony Miller is fast. Those are the two things I've seen so far about camp, which is great.
Anything about Davis Mills?
Nothing. Oh, just that Deshaun is one of the four quarterbacks again today, and he's doing a lot of standing around.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's about all that's come out of.
Can you make someone inactive for a preseason game?
I don't think you have to. You don't have to, because you can have as many guys as you want on that. Well, as many guys as are healthy, you're allowed.
Yeah, the 90 or whatever.
93.
So you have to start cutting.
Right.
Do you think they'll make him inactive for preseason games, so he doesn't even travel or doesn't show up at the building in the building?
They can just leave him at home. They don't have to make him inactive.
I would like them to.
You want to make him
make an announcement?
No, I think they're just gonna just hey what and then hey. Did Deshaun make the trip?
Well, they're going to ask questions, so we just left him at home.
It's day-to-day. It's day-to-day.
With what, the ankle injury or something?
Well, he's day-to-day. No, he's got no ankle injury. He's just day-to-day.
I hope if he hasn't been traded yet, and I think we're both in agreement that unless the cases get figured out before, then he won't, that we're in week 2 of preseason, and David Culley's still talking about how he didn't participate in our offseason stuff, so he's way behind. That's why we didn't take him along to wherever game they have to play. Just keep telling people he's way behind with the same OC he was working with last year. He's way behind.
He doesn't know.
So
he doesn't know the offense.
So we can't take him.
Can't he? That's just why he didn't doesn't make the trip. Know the offense.
It wouldn't be safe for him to be out there because he doesn't know.
No, we're worried about his safety right now. By the way, we haven't even mentioned today that unanimously the SEC has invited Texas and OU into the league.
Oh, we knew they would get in line. The Aggies and Missouri got right in line.
Yeah, they were absolutely not going to. Yeah, no. We're a unified front. Yeah, we didn't know about it for 6 months, but
now
we're squarely behind this thing.
And we were clearly against it. If they would have told us, we would have made a bigger stink. But now, since it's the, you know, what do they say? The horses in the barn, what is it? Are out of the barn, what's the saying?
Yeah, the horses out of the barn.
The horses out of the barn. Everyone's together, SEC.
SEC. We're all in this. We're all on board.
Aggies, if you have any dignity, don't ever chant that again. Don't. If you win a title, whatever you guys chant, say, I don't, Texas A&M doesn't really roll off the tongue, but say something like that. Don't chant SEC. Like, if you win a big out-of-conference game, please, it would be embarrassing. They treated you.
SEC. SEC.
You know they're going to do
it. That's our league.
Oh, God. It's so embarrassing.
That's our league.
Please just.
They love us. We love them. We're 10 years now. The respect level is off the charts.
Glorify yourselves, not that conference who went behind your back.
Put the SEC on your back, though.
Oh, they're going to wear the patch because that's you have to, but you don't have to chant those letters when you do something.
In the latest lie, Texas President Jay Hartzell says, we told the Big 12 that we intend to honor our agreement. And you know how I know he's lying? Because he said that.
Yeah. Honor your agreement while you're doing everything possible to make sure the Big 12 doesn't exist after 2021. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Providing notice now is the fairest way to allow the conference to plan for its future beyond 2025. I think they probably did this because, well, the league is probably going to sue them, ESPN, the SEC. They're going to sue all of them.
I'll sue you.
Right, I'm going to sue you, I'll sue you, I'll sue you. They're suing them all because they just destroyed Bob Bowlesby's his entire career.
Yeah.
So Bowlesby's going to go, nah, I got to sue somebody.
You got to take your pound of flesh if you can. I don't hate him for it. And if the main thing is just to make ESPN and Texas and OU uncomfortable, then go ahead. See if you can get something out of them.
Well, there is a thing, you know, that you can't destroy another business just to help your own. And so this actually did that.
Yeah, and if they, particularly if he says he has evidence, like ESPN responded to his cease and desist with saying it was baseless. He says he responded with, no, I've got evidence. I've got information I'm not going to show anyone right now to let everyone know that you did what I said you did. So we'll see. Maybe ESPN will have to pay out.
All right, News of the Weird. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, finishing up the week strong. And Dell, I got a question to think about.
I
got a question for you, buddy. Why should you not wear red underwear in Malaysia?
That's an interesting question.
We'll tell you why on the other side.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, you know the El Tri, their fans chant?
The one that has cost... Well, it hasn't cost them much other than stoppages in play. Yes.
Yeah.
They've been doing that since I was a kid.
So it's a homophobic slur, right?
Correct.
Well, not only did it not cost them, it actually benefited them.
How so?
Because Mexico and Canada were playing, and a large segment of the crowd was chanting their infamous homophobic slur. The refs stopped the game. Not only did it give the players an opportunity to rest, but then the refs decided to add some extra time on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico scored during that extra time to win it 2-1.
I know, because I was watching some of the highlights today, and there were seven scheduled minutes of extra time. And that extra part of it was where they scored their goal?
It was the 99th minute. So they added extra time on the seven.
So they added because they had the chant, and then typically or expectedly a fight started afterwards, right after the second goal. There are two fights: one earlier in the game, and then one late as Canada gave up the goal. Some Mexico player put his hand on a Canadian's throat, in the first scramble. Well,
that's what's supposed to happen after the game.
No, that happened during the game.
Oh.
They both happened during the game. The second one was later, and, you know, a little pushing and shoving. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, that's better than Suarez, who bites you, right?
Yeah.
All right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's not nearly as egregious, choking out a guy.
Well, it's not great.
You know who I don't want to get bit by, Del?
Who?
A Connecticut-based TikTok star. Her name is Samantha Ramsdell.
Okay.
Apparently, she has the Guinness Book of World Record largest mouth.
Huh.
Largest human mouth.
What would you say to that, girl?
Girl, what you doing with that mouth, though?
Uh-huh.
Measured at 2.56 inches, the largest gape.
Oh, phrasing.
No, that's what it's called, the largest gape, mouth gape.
I'm not going to inform you what that also means, but there's some people out there who are like, ooh. I can't believe John said that.
What? No, it's not.
I know what's written. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, oof.
She's got the largest mouth gape. That's what Guinness World Book of Records calls it.
I understood. But as a child of the internet, growing up during the internet, that has a different
gape
meaning.
Does?
Too. Yeah.
I don't even know what it means, an
opening, an open, yeah, wide open, right. Yes. And that.
Malaysia Now, it's not in Malaysia, it's actually Malaysia Now. I'm looking at a story, and I'm seeing some women who are standing on the court steps, and they're wearing their dresses, but they have red underwear at their ankles in protest. Apparently, a court in Peru has thrown out a rape case saying that the alleged victim wore lacy red underwear to a party. And that was a clear sign that she intended to have sex that night, so she couldn't be raped.
Ooh. That's some awful reasoning.
Did the court say, well, what was she wearing?
No, they didn't have to. They just said she was wearing something, and that means she wanted to have sex, so it couldn't possibly have been someone forced her to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they don't take into account the person that is accused of rape may have not have been the person she wanted to have sex with?
She was wearing red panties, Del.
Del,
if you're wearing red panties...
You want to have sex with everyone?
Apparently. Apparently. So, that in Peru... Listen, if you go to Peru, ladies, don't wear red underwear. Okay? Mm-mm. Blue... What, maybe whiteies.
Did they tell us what color...
Tidy whiteies.
Did they tell us what color would indicate a woman wasn't looking to have sex?
They did not. All they said was racy red panties. She wants it.
So she couldn't have been raped.
That's it.
Wow.
That's all there is to it, though.
The world ain't a great...
Learn your laws.
The world ain't a great place sometimes, is it?
Not in Peru.
No.
A North Carolina woman accused of taking her seven-month-old to a break-in where she was found with a number of items and pills, a deputy says.
And we found out later that the seven-month-old was berated for being a poor lookout.
Yeah.
By the mother. Hey, I brought you here for a reason.
Can't you cry when the cops are when the cops are coming?
You cry every time I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, my gosh. She found she had stolen medication, a power saw, coins, knives, socks, and jewelry. But for some reason, it's not okay. Did you want to leave her to leave the kid at home? Would it have been better if she left a kid at home alone while she was robbing the house?
Yeah, she would have just got neglected. She would have got arrested for the crime and then child neglect as well. There are a couple things she would have been in trouble for. Now it's only one.
Some Tampa cops are in trouble. Apparently, they were buying alcohol and lap dances during an undercover operation.
Why is that a problem?
I don't know. Here's the deal. If I'm not buying alcohol and lap dances at a strip club that we're an undercover, then I'm going to be standing out. Oh, look, the cops are here. I mean, to me, you got to buy lap dances and alcohol.
Yeah, I don't get it. Aren't you supposed to blend in?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is terrible.
Were they undercover? Has that been
Tampa?
Yeah, were they actually undercover police officers, or were they just hanging out?
They were at the Gold Club in Ybor City.
Famous name.
The Gold Club?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. Well, apparently there was a kidnapping in Nigeria, Del.
Okay.
Well, and when the guy who was bringing the ransom money came, they abducted him too.
Hey, let's double up.
Might as well. Now how much you give us for this guy?
Someone paid for this person. They'll pay for you too.
Yeah. Del, where would be the best place if there's a collapse of global civilization, what are the best countries in the world to go to?
Sweden?
Sweden is not at the top of the list.
Denmark?
Iceland?
Well, yeah, you want to be away from everything.
Iceland, right?
It's remote.
You can see everybody coming.
It's remote. It's very hard to get there. Water on all sides.
New Zealand?
Another island. Yes.
Yeah, and it's warmer there, isn't it? I would go to there.
It is. It is warmer there.
And Ireland.
All islands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
What about Hawaii? It's too easy to get there?
It's too expensive.
Honolulu is very expensive.
I don't know.
Expensive.
If the whole world collapses, they're still charging a boatload. Charging a boatload there.
For everything.
For everything. Apparently, an Australian athlete used an Olympic Village condom to repair her damaged kayak, and she won several medals. Should that be illegal, using condoms to fix your kayak?
No, my thought is, how poor is that particular country's Olympic group that she has to use condoms to fix her kayak?
Well, is that not... Now, doesn't it make the medals even better?
Which country is she from? Does it say?
Yeah, she's Australian.
Australia, you don't have enough money to fix a kayak, so she has to use a condom for it?
Maybe she just thought, hey, this...
During the middle of
these
the race?
These are pretty good condoms they're giving out at Japan.
Protection. Guaranteed.
And oh, by the way, why in your race, in the middle of your
this
race, are you carrying condoms around?
Yeah, did it happen during the race or beforehand? So why did she just have condoms in her pocket?
When she needed to fix her kayak, I kind of got a bronze medal to win her event. I think it was before the race.
Yeah, and there's nothing around that could have done the job.
It was at the tip of the vessel. Perfect. So she went, I got an idea.
At the tip of the vessel.
It was. It was at the tip of the vessel. Very stretchy, much strong. It gives the carbon a smooth finish. It's all good.
And thankfully,
now is everybody going to put condoms on their kayaks now?
Well, maybe if they're damaged.
Maybe.
And thankfully, no holes were poked in it.
Right.
Because she would have been paying for that mistake the rest of her life. Not winning a medal, I mean.
We're done. Have a great weekend, everybody. Hey, Astros in San Francisco.
An all-new bullpen almost.
Yeah. We'll talk about it on Monday. Don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.